According to a USDA survey, farmers planted 87 million acres of corn, 2 million more than they intended, and 1 million more than last year. While the government's estimate signals a 300 to 400 million bushel larger fall harvest, analyst Greg Wagner of Ag Resource Company in Chicago was quick to note there is still a long way to go in the growing season.
Despite the corn crop condition ratings, I think you've got a lot of situations agronomically speaking, whether it be leaching of nutrients, compacted soil, porous sands. And we have a two-tiered market, of course, that has never, ever been as clearly delineated geographically between the west of the Mississippi and east of the Mississippi. So there's still challenges ahead.
Brian Basting of Advanced Trading said he remains concerned about the demand side of the corn balance sheet.
These livestock and poultry folks have really been under some severe stress in terms of the profitability being very poor the last couple of years, and a lot of folks may be, in a point where they're ready to throw in the towel. Perhaps this report, if we can get through the next 60 days with a good corn crop, might let them hang on.
Both analysts spoke during a conference call sponsored by the CME Group. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.